That was Life As It Happens by Montreal-based singer, songwriter, and guitarist Patrick Creef. The track also featured backing vocals by Sam Roberts. Creef is gearing up to release his forthcoming album, Dovetail, on the Indica Records label in June, and I spoke with him over Skype. Patrick, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks for having me.
How long have you been making music? Did you grow up in a really musical family?
I did. I've been around it since I was a child, as far back as I can remember. My grandmother was a music teacher, and my uncle is a multi-instrumentalist. So a lot of art, a lot of painters too. And my mom is a painter. And so just always been around art. It's always like normal. This is just a normal thing for us.
I understand that you're a little bit of a guitar hoarder. Do you have a favorite or especially beloved one?
I like my white Strat. It's probably because it's the guitar I always dreamed of having when I was a kid and couldn't afford one. So I kind of get happy every time I look at that one.
Do you remember what the very first record you ever bought for yourself was?
Bought for myself because I had a lot bought for me, but I would say I think the first one I bought for myself was Jimi Hendrix Experience, Are You Experienced?
You were the guitarist for the popular indie band The Dears and received extensive award nominations and lots of TV appearances in that role. You then went on to release your first solo EP in 2007. What inspired you to pursue a solo career?
It's not something that that I see as a branch off. It was something I was, doing well before I joined the Deers, and that's actually how I came on to Murray's radar at the time. Was he was coming to my shows, and he eventually asked me to join his band. So it was just something like I think the 2007 release was just kind of like the first official label release under my name, but it's been something I've been working on since the 90s, really, like under different names and different recordings.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
Definitely recording. I love the writing process, but there's a lot of tortured self-doubt going on while I do that. I kind of get the ideas and I just flesh them out as quickly as possible because I was actually in a writing session yesterday and talking about how anything that's labored too hard over is probably something you should move on from. So the writing process is kind of fleeting. I don't really like ever remember how a song was written. So I feel like I'm really not in my element there. I feel like I'm at the mercy of some magic or something, but for the recording, I really always have a clear plan, and I'm always excited. I love the gear, the nerdy aspect of it, and the production side, and seeing it all come together. That's really, really fun. And I like performing as well, but it's that always comes with, anxieties and like all the other stuff that comes with like having to deliver in front of a crowd of people.
In 2016, you released your double album Automatic and debuted the title track on CBC's Q. What was the theme for that album?
That album was kind of like, it changed, when I write an album, like its meaning like becomes more and more clear to me as I get away from it, 'cause I'm like, oh, that's what it was about, but I feel like that album was about a person that was kind of taking responsibility for all the quote unquote bad luck in my life, like just instead of blaming or thinking that things were not going well, I just kind of took ownership and decided that a lot of the things that weren't going well were actually there by invitation. So I that was me kind of addressing a lot of that awareness in that record, and also looking back on everything that had gone wrong in recent years.
What was the inspiration for the title track?
Well, it was kind of a like I had been in a discussion with a therapist who was explaining to me that anxiety usually stems from something that he called automatic thoughts, like this thing that happens without you realizing that you get yourself in trouble with those type of thoughts. And I jokingly said, well, mine aren't automatic, they're automanic. And it was born out of a joke, it really kind of was something that I took quite seriously after. So I thought it was a great title for the album and very well suited.
In your hopeless car. can see it now.
It's in.